Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome again to Blog Talk Radio Show, Your Destiny, Your Best. Monday morning, 6 a.m., Inspirational Blast. The time is now. Let go and let God. Host Minister Arnista Thomas. Listening to the national and local news, reading the newspaper, government issues, the violence all around us, false information, escalated food prices, housing crisis, climate change, turmoil around the world increases our worry. We wonder about life for our children and grandchildren from generation to generation. The consolation for those in Christ in Matthew 6, chapter 25th through the 27th verses, and this is the NIV, says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And then his word says, are we much more valuable than the birds? Can any one of you, us, by worrying, add a single hour to your life, to our life? Can we? No. When we think about it, what happens when we worry? Stress. We don't solve the problem. Stress, worry, nothing changes when we worry. Then our remedy is we ought to model Matthew 6, chapter 33rd verse says, but seek first his kingdom, his God's kingdom, his heaven, and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you, to us as well. Therefore, as we think about this, as we worry, the word also says is that the battle is not ours, but belongs to the Lord. And after we have done all we can, then what we must do, we must surrender. We must surrender that situation, that problem to God. We must surrender everything that we hear on the news and what's happening around our country and just the escalation in the food prices. And we know we have a housing crisis. We know that folks here in Miami-Dade County, we can't afford to live because of the housing. And then there's not enough housing. So all of these things, when we that goes on and it's around us, it's not something that people are just telling us about or something that we're just reading, but we're in the midst of all of this, right? And then as grandmothers and grandfathers and aunties and mothers and fathers and to have children and grandchildren, we want the best for our kids. We don't want life to continue to get worse and worse, and our children are all in the midst. And we know life on earth, as we know, is temporary. We know that Christ is coming back. Well, we thank God for this season as well, for his birth, the time we celebrated during the month of December, according to our calendar that we use, you know. So we're thankful for Christ's birth, and we know the purpose of his birth is because of the sins of mankind. And that one-time sacrifice is what God gave for all of mankind, right? Now, when we're talking about seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness, we're able to do this because not we of ourselves, but we're able to do this because of the one-time sacrifice of Christ for our sins. And our nature, mankind's nature, is sinful. So Jesus paid the price for all of our sins. And then God said he would do a new thing. He will put his righteousness in us. His spirit lives in us. So through the righteousness of Christ, through the gift that God has given us, then, which is salvation, new life, once we accept Christ as our Savior, then that new life living in us helps us. So when we talk about seeking God's righteousness, that means we want to be more like Jesus, right? Well, how can we operate more like Jesus? Well, okay, so then let's look at ourselves when we look at the righteousness of Christ, which is he's rooted in love. So are we rooted in love? Are we rooted in love? How do we treat our neighbors? How do we treat our families? How do we talk to our kids? What's our attitude like on the job? We demonstrate love, Christ righteousness. That doesn't mean people walk over you, you know, should I let people walk all over me and say all kinds of stuff to me? Well, you know, the word says we build more friendships with honey. Anger to anger is nothing more than more anger. But the thing is, we want to see Christ's righteousness. We want to be more like him. So we have to be rooted in his love, and we have to operate in his love. When, as believers in Christ, when people look at us, are we demonstrating, are we modeling Christ's love? Then if not, we're more hypocrites, right? But as believers, we want to be more like Christ. We are seeking his righteousness. So that's something that we want to demonstrate is his love, not meanness, okay? Are we slow to anger? Do we put a lid over our tongue? Do we think about what we're saying before we say it? Again, that's the power of Christ, his Holy Spirit that lives in us, that helps us. So how can we be more like Christ? We seek his righteousness through reading the word, studying the word, meditating on the word, put ourselves in those verses. Are we doing those things, right? Are we modeling Christ's love? Are we slow to anger, right? And then we are striving to be more like Christ. We're praying more. Therefore, God has already given us his perfect gift, which is Christ. He has already, as believers in Christ, That means we have accepted Christ as our Savior. Therefore, we have to believe and we have faith. We have to believe God's word and we have faith in God. Seeking God's righteousness. It's not by our own power. It's not by our own might, power of Christ, his spirit, his peace, his love for us that enables us to be more like him as we seek his righteousness. So we hope that something was said this morning to let us know that God is with us, even though it may not seem like it sometimes, even though we may struggle, but battle is not ours. It belongs to God. We have to surrender those things that we ourselves cannot change. We have to surrender to our will and our way to God. It's not our will. It's not what seems right by man, but it's according to the word of God. Hopefully this morning you are inspired. As we said, the time is now. The time is now. And the bottom line is to let go. Let God. Don't worry and don't fret. Thank you this morning for joining in, and I'll be online probably for about 30 to 40 minutes this morning. If you want to blog something on either Facebook or go to Blog Talk Radio, com/meetbook. And post something, and I will respond. God bless, and have a beautiful rest of the day. And until next Monday, 6 a.m., see you then. Be blessed as you are blessed. Bye-bye.